Gospel distribution ministry presents Brother Julius Wilmy with faith building messages for the end time. Stay tuned and be blessed.
The leading of the Lord. You know, throughout the Bible, we can see how people were led by God. And you and I, we also need to be led by the Lord. I'm going to give you some few reasons. If you say, well, what do you mean by being led by the Lord? Some few reasons why we need to be led. In fact, the Lord Jesus Christ, in his prayer, he said, what? Lead us not into temptation. That is one of the targets of the prayer. That is assuming, exactly, that presume that he is to lead us. Amen? God is to lead you and I, because even the scripture also said, as many as are led by the Spirit of the Lord, they are the sons of God. So that should tell you and me that, hey, we must be led by the Lord. For your own good, for my own good, we need to be led by the Lord. Let me give you some one or two reasons why you need to be led. Take, for example, you young people, maybe you are looking for a partner, you're praying for the Lord to give you a wife or a partner, a husband, then you know you need to be led by the Lord, don't you? Maybe we adults that are doing business, we invest in something. How would you like the Lord to lead you to invest right? Well, I love that myself. I remember a brother, a friend that came to me not quite some time ago, and he was trying to go into the Wall Street and all this trading. And he told me, yeah, I need some money. If you can help me, I need to do this. I couldn't help him with money, but I sensed my spirit. That thing, don't you? Be careful, because I have a lot of brethren. I've lost money in doing those things. And he said, well, no, you know this one. I'm going to buy this software. It's foolproof. There's no way you could lose any money. This one will stop you. When I say, okay, but just be careful. Well, that's all I could do to help him, because I felt that that's a dangerous place. I've lost money in those area too, and some people have lost money. But he went into it, and 3 weeks later, he called me and said, gee, I need help. I need help. This thing is crashing. It's going down. I said, well, you went into hell. In the end, he told me that he lost $9,000. How we will love to be led by the Lord to guide us from wasting our resources like that. So that is why we need to be led by the Lord. That's one example. And many other ways, many other reasons why we need to be led. But I'm going to talk about how does the Lord lead his people. So that's what we are going to share with one another. I will clarify them into two methods first. Amen? Are you with me so far? I want to clarify into today. It's what we call indirect leading, which almost the whole world is being led indirectly. Indirect leading, and it will still be God leading you. Then there is the direct leading, which all of us that are Christians want to hear. We want to be able to hear the Lord talk to us directly. Either when you pray, you want to be able to say, don't go this direction, go that direction. No, sir. But that's direct leading. There is an indirect leading, but God is still doing it. And that is what I want to point out. We first talk briefly with the indirect leading, more like summarize it, give you examples. But where I'm really going is the direct leading, which we all want, and I want that too. And I want you to take this clearly, that I am talking to you, I'm not foolproof. We are all about practitioners, amen? I always call the doctors practitioners. I don't want them to practice on me, but praise the Lord. But they are practitioners. So in this thing we are talking about, we are all practitioners. That is, don't say, oh, this brother, he is the super one. He hear from God, clearly. We are all practitioners. God will speak. Sometimes we hear him and the flesh counteracts what he said. And that part of it, we're going to a little bit talk about it. But let me first describe what I mean by indirect leading. Because the direct leading one is the one that we all are practicing. And God, his preoccupation is to get us to the point where we are responsive to him in that direct leading. And that is the challenge of God for mankind, is to get us to that. But indirect leading, sometimes we think it's ourselves that just got it. One of them is called by circumstances. one of the ways that we say indirectly, then you say by circumstances. That is, God can lead you through circumstance. Let me give you an example. Take, for example, in the book of Genesis chapter 46, you see the story here of how Jacob went to Egypt. You say, well, was that God led Jacob to Egypt? If you look at the story of Genesis chapter 46, that was after Joseph, the son of Jacob, was already in Egypt. And you know, Jacob thought he was dead, okay? And then there was a famine. So the famine was this one that set the stage. God did not tell Jacob that, well, because of this famine, can you go to Egypt? No, God didn't tell him that. Well, of course, God didn't tell him to go to Egypt because he was expected to be in Canaan. That was his place. God promised him. But when the famine started, Joseph was already in Egypt. Jacob sent his other sons to go buy food. We all know the story. Many of us that know the Bible. Well, after Joseph introduced himself, he invited his daddy and his family just come over to Egypt. Well, what we made him do that? Circumstance. But he was not sure, so he went to pray to the Lord. He went to Bethel, and the Lord now spoke to him that, well, God just confirmed it. I will go with you into Egypt. So it's a circumstance that led him there. Famine led him there. So there are many situations where God will lead you by a circumstance. But if you are working with the Lord, it will be actually God orchestrating it in the background. You may not hear, thus hear the Lord. You may not hear this or that, but he is still doing it. Amen? Over the years, God does that for even unbelievers. Over centuries, he has been doing that with unbelievers by circumstances. And there will be some circumstances also when God will use that to even lead the saints. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 13, remember the story in verse 7, where the Antichrist will rage persecution against the saints. And the Bible said, power was given unto this Antichrist to wage war against the saints. And we believe at the end of the world, there will be that kind of circumstance, persecution. Christians will not like this world anymore. They want to get out of it. That is circumstance. God is going to allow those type of circumstances to bring them around to begin to look up. Then when he said, come up here, they won't be thinking of the business because the business has been seized. They won't be thinking of their houses because they couldn't buy or sell. So that's another circumstance that God can orchestrate to bring situations quickly. We also know the story in the book of Exodus. The Israelites have been in Egypt for 400 years. Before the first 200 years, they were enjoying the blessing. They were the friends or the family of Joseph that was the prime minister. So after so many years, centuries have passed, now God wanted to bring them out of there. He allowed circumstances to change. Another Pharaoh rose up and didn't like them. And then they were enslaved. Because of that slavery, now the Bible said they now started crying unto God. When God came down to talk to them, he said, to send Moses to them, he said, I have heard the cry of my people. So, but God made them cry because he has already orchestrated those circumstances. So there are ways God leads people, in fact, individually, through circumstances. So, but when you get into those circumstances, there are some pitfalls. I'm going to point out some pitfalls. Even in circumstances or in direct hearing from God, there could be errors, pitfalls, where we have to be careful. One of them is, example of that is the story of Abraham, even the father of faith himself. God told him to leave his people and he came to Canaan. He was living in Canaan. The first time he arrived there, what did we find out? Famine in the land. And God didn't say, well, Abraham is my friend. Well, I have to change the circumstances so that there will be no famine when he's here. No, God allowed a famine. He got to the land of promise. He couldn't stay there. Famine. What did he do? Circumstances. But I say we have to be careful. Even when circumstances are dictating, we have to try to hear from God. Because Abraham just said, yeah, we can stay here. He moved to Egypt. And the story in Egypt told us that he ran into trouble in Egypt. Pharaoh had to send him out of his country. We all, if you have not known the story, go and read it yourself. So, but those are circumstances that if you also run into circumstances, you need to walk with the Lord and try to hear from God. Because circumstances can also be fail-proof, no? can be full of failures. Now, that's just examples of how God can lead us through circumstances. That he actually just orchestrated it, and we may not know. We may think, well, situations happen, we just have to do it this way. And that can still be the leading of the Lord. Amen? Well, we can talk about another. So many of the examples I'm pointing to you, even in our daily life, we can point to it. And when you look at Psalm 107, what did the Bible say? So many situations, and men cry unto the Lord. And he said, oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works, because God allows those circumstances, make people cry, and then God answers. So that is one method God has used over the years that we can see in the scriptures, and you can see it in your life. Now, when we say living indirectly, which it does all the time, which we are, one of them is the circumstances, we have to also remember, if you move close to the Lord, you are very likely you will be led directly. So that is the part of it where we are still going. Another way God will lead us indirectly is what I classify as leading by understanding. What do I mean by leading by understanding? That is, God can still lead you by you understanding some situations. Let's say you study something, you study prophecy. That's your understanding. You got knowledge from prophecy. And from that knowledge that you got, you say, gee, because of this prophecy, I think I should do this. And it will still be God leading you by giving you understanding. Let me give an example of that. In the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 2, if you want to read it, Daniel said he understood by books. You understand what I'm saying? Daniel himself was a prophet. He understood by books, by reading the books of other prophets. He read the book of Jeremiah, that God told them they are going to be in captivity for 70 years. So he started praying. So well, in a way, did the book lead him? God led him by understanding. That is one of the examples I mean by God leading us by understanding. And the Lord has done that over and over through many ways where you also can. Let me give a clear example one time. Well, over the maybe 2 years ago, I was reading articles in the paper, and I saw they were analyzing things and saying, this housing market is becoming a bubble. I read it myself. They said the housing market was becoming a bubble. And some experts in the paper, Arizona is public, well, they are predicting that it's going to bust. They were specifying 2006, it's going to bust. I shared with some of my friends. Rapita, I remember I called him Rapita, I was saying, because I started analyzing my head. That is understanding. What did this mean? I don't know whether Rapita remember. I called him on the phone. I said, one time, you know, if my house has gone up this way, this is how much I bought it now, it's about this much. If you decide to sell this house and take the profit, what can you do with that profit? Or maybe you will refinance. If you refinance your house, what happens? It becomes this much. But what about if the bubble that they say busted now, if it busts, what will happen? The money you got, how do you use it? So we discussed it back and forth. That was when I read that article. So that is understanding. Because I just understood from what I read that how will anybody take advantage of that kind of market is going to bust in about 2006. I was talking about this 2005 or 2004. But if the Lord leads you right, you might say, well, maybe I shouldn't sell. Or maybe I should take finance. Maybe I should just wait. And that is being led by understanding. So the Lord leads people by that. So don't despise all this knowledge, whether you get it from college or you get it from books of prophets or just the news. They are understanding. God can still lead you by those methods. So keep your eyes open. Praise the Lord. Now we go to another one, which is actually, I call it leading by counseling. That could be direct, but it's still indirect. I say, how can you say somebody is leading you by, God is leading you by counseling? God can lead you by, through somebody else counseling you, and it's still God leading you. So that is what I mean by leading by indirect way that God leads mankind. And an example of that, you see in the story in the book of Exodus. Moses. You all know the story of Moses, so mightily anointed by God, and he was doing all these wonders, and then he led the people into the wilderness. Well, that was great. Now, his father-in-law came to visit him in the wilderness. And his father-in-law saw him that in the morning, all the people gathered together. He was judging them. Took day almost from morning till evening, sitting down with these thousands of people, everybody have a case with his brother. And he called him aside and told him, what are you guys doing? Oh, he said, oh, they have problem. I have to settle the case between them. Say, you alone with thousands of people, you are going to wear out. So he gave him counseling. And what was the counsel? You have to delegate. He said, well, don't. Moses should have known that. God didn't even tell him. God did not tell Moses that, hey, you do it this way. God waited. There are some things God has already ordained in the world. He has given the wisdom to many people. So he does not want us to keep calling him to reinvent the wheels. So he allowed the father-in-law to come and give Moses counseling that this is how government has to be done. For these thousands, millions of people, you need to set up a government here. Appoint captains over this and let them be doing all this job. You take the bigger cases. What is the Supreme Court? You be Supreme Court. Amen? So that was how God led Moses, and it was by counseling. So somebody can counsel you. Don't despise all of those either. Amen? But you still need to have the Spirit of God to guide, to direct, to know which one is to follow. Praise the Lord. But God leads by counseling. We see those examples. Even in the days of the kings, King David, you know, David, king of Israel, he was so mightily used by God. You think he needed any counselor? The Bible says, yes, I used to fail. Yes, another one, Hushai. They were counseling David. See, what you mean God can't tell him everything? God led all of those to be examples for us to see that what he put in every person that he uses all these things that are even set up in the world to guide anybody. But we want the direct leading. Not so everybody wants that directly. I want to be able to say, thus saith the Lord. I want to be able to hear him speak. He wants to do that also. Amen? He loves to do that also. In fact, that was his goal for saints. That the goal of God for saints is that we should be able to talk directly with him. He can talk directly with us. But we have problem. Number one, we have an arch enemy. That does not make it easy. Number two, we are in the world surrounded by unbelievers. We are surrounded by the world, and there is a lot of things that we have challenges that is almost like a radio. Think of a radio. You try to tune your radio, you just a little pimp, you are under sound. Under here, you are under. There are a lot of voices on the radio waves, and you have to fine tune to get the channel you want to listen to. And God knows about that too. So that is one of the challenges we have. It's very difficult to be able to directly hear from God. But there are other men, when it comes to direct leading, there are many ways also that God has been leading his people. Many of us are familiar with dreams. Amen? Visions. Angels can talk to you. They can talk without you see them. They can even manifest. Okay. And also, the one we call the still small voice, the one that comes to you directly, where you hear God's voice. Those are also many other, those are all four ways that I just listed here, how God can talk to us. And that's where I'm going to really zero in. Amen? Praise the Lord. That is the section I really want to zero in. But in all of these sections, remember, there are always pitfalls where people can fall into the ditch if you are not sensitive, you are not careful. You have to do it carefully. The same way with the circumstances. Circumstances be so serious that you are not even listening. It's when you just go in the wrong direction and fall into, like Abraham went into Egypt. So those are also possibilities. In the direct leading of the Lord, like I said, we need to be led by the Lord. We want to be led by the Lord for our own good so that we can be delivered from a lot of troubles. The logical says again, he said, lead us not into temptation. Praise the Lord. Lead us not into temptation. Well, what could be temptation? Let me give you an example of temptation. Suppose you are going to walk. And you normally go, every day you go on Greenway. Just go west on Greenway, and you always get there in 15 minutes. Well, it's going to be a temptation one day if there's a hold up on the road and you didn't know, and accident and everybody's backed off for the next 1 hour, you may not get to your office if you go on Greenway. How would you like the Lord to tell you before you leave your house that don't go on Greenway Road this time? Go on Bear Road and go south. See, I would love to be led by the Lord. That is one of the things. Because if you don't listen, or you went on that Greenway Road, you're going to hold on and you miss that special appointment. Or you get upset, angry, everybody yelling at one another because of the backup. We want to avoid those temptations. So that is why we all want to be led by the Lord also. So let's talk about these methods that the Lord will use. He uses it all the time. Dreams, visions, even angels, even the still small voice. God uses them all the time. Let me first open to Job chapter 33. Open with me to Job chapter 33. Let's see what Job said. Praise the Lord. I hope you are getting something from this. Job chapter 33. Verse 13. Let me start from verse 14. For God speaketh once, yea twice, yet man perceiveth it not. Why? Why don't we perceive it? Because we are too busy with our thinking, with the voices about us. But in verse 15, it said, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon man, in slumberings upon the bed, then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. Now you can see that God that is put there point blank, that God does it all the time. Whether you saw him, whether you know about it, God can still do that by just opening your ears and putting instruction. And you wake up in the morning, you never really have a dream, but he has done it. And something just changed your mind. I'm not going this way, I'm going that way. God can do that also. But whom will he do that for? I would love him to do that for me so that my mind just changed. Maybe I have a purpose and a plan. But if you work with him, he can do it that way. He can also show you in the vision where you saw a vision. So the Bible is saying God does this many times to man to turn us away from all pride or whatever we have been planning that may be wrong. But it takes practice. We are going to talk about dreams or visions or how the Lord uses this and how we can tap into this. Everybody have seen a dream of before. Of dreams is common to humanity. Even little kids can tell you they have had dreams. They don't know what it means or they don't remember when they wake up. So those are dreams. But when you begin to walk with the Lord, maybe before you know the Lord, dreams come to you. Some people call it, oh, it's a nightmare. I was being pursued by a bear. I don't know what it means. But those could be nightmares. Some people may tell you that dreams are is because you ate some pepper soup overnight. That's why all those things happen. It's nothing. That could be too. Maybe they happen. Some people say through the multitude of business, your mind was just overcharged, and then your unconscious mind was just thinking. That also could happen too. But when you begin to walk with the Lord, when you begin to be prayerful, your dreams should change, because it changed for me. Over the years, I was having dreams just like anybody else. Little kids have dreams, big ones have dreams. You don't know what it means. I was even joking about one time. I said, you know, when I was 5 years old, 6 years old, the kind of dream I would have, because we were unbelievers, we'd be playing soccer. And I said, everybody, wait for me. I want to use the body. And I turned to the side of the... And I come back. That's when I woke up. I just pee on my bed. Well, it was a dream, all right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That shows that we are so busy playing soccer, isn't it? That is the multitude of business. Because little kids, we are so fun. Or we walk all day, all night. We are tired. We pee on our bed. We think we are playing soccer and dream. But that can also be dream. But that is not the dreams we are talking about now that God is going to use to lead you. The dreams God is going to use to lead you, when you begin to walk with the Lord, when you are now walking with the Lord, then the Lord can begin to seal in instructions that you begin to see your dreams change. And I knew when it changed, when I just gave my life, I started going to one of these Aladra churches. From that time forward, the dream changed. It was now supernatural. Even dreams that people, you know, that says some satanic force wanted to crush you on the bed. No, now you know those are no more just nightmare. Those are really warfare. So those are all dreams also. But the dreams that the Lord will use to direct you, I can tell you, because here in the Bible, how do you think God spoke to Abraham? The Bible says God said to Abraham, leave your place and come to this Canaan land where God was going to give to him. It has to be dreams. I mean, man's life being directed through dreams. This is where you are foolish following dream in the night. Like that. No. God has led thousands of people through dreams of and visions of prayers. And other people thought, well, it's only for the Old Testament. No, God is still using it up to now. And we're going to see some examples in the scriptures where in the book of Acts, which is the New Testament, dreams means the one you have on your bed. Visions also come on your bed too. That is, you can be sleeping and it will be a vision. Separate from the one the prophets saw, because the prophets could be standing there and then they see a vision right there without sleeping. So that is a special gift. But the dreams that and visions that come upon the bed. We know stories in the book of Daniel, even King Nebuchadnezzar, that was not even a religious man after God, worshiping idols. God was able to get to him and give him a dream that he knew that this is a special dream. It had meaning. And we know in that story that he finally got the meaning. And over and over and over and over again, God uses dreams to lead people, even lead ministers. You remember the story of Paul in the Bible? Apostle Paul was preaching from here to here when the Lord sent him out. And he got to a place, they said they wanted to go to Asia, God said they didn't go. They wanted to go south, God said they didn't go. And then he had a dream overnight. Somebody stood up and said, come over to Macedonia and help us. That was a dream. And from that experience, he told the rest of his team members, and said, the Lord, I saw this vision, I said, the Lord must have been calling us to Macedonia. And that was the Lord leading them through dreams. So God still leads people through dreams up through today. Now, praise the Lord. This is Brother Julius Adewumi inviting you to accept the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you are a Christian that has been listening to this radio broadcast, I challenge you and I urge you to aspire to the goal of overcomers. Be zealous for more of God. Ask the Lord to increase your faith, to build you up spiritually, and pray for the gifts of the Holy Ghost to increase and intensify in you so that you can come to the stature, to the fullness of the stature of Christ. That is our goal as believers. Now, if you that is listening to me, you are not a Christian, or you are just a church member, you are a church goer trying to do good, but you are not really born again. You don't even know what it means to be born again. You are not sure whether you have been washed from your sins. I invite you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. And I want to pray for you right now so that you can be assured of your salvation, and so that your heart and your faith and your spirit can begin to believe the Word of God. The Word of God specifically says, anyone that believes in me, anyone that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, has eternal life. You have got to believe that utterance of Jesus and then invite Jesus to come out, take over your life. Because he gives a power into the believers that he calls being born again. And it is this power that rejuvenates us from within that makes us to be a new creature in Christ. The Bible said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 12. Now, you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior? I want you to pray, to bow your head and pray this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. I believe you died for me on the cross. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And I renounce sin. I renounce Satan. I renounce all ungodliness. And I renounce all witchcraft and evil powers. And I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior today. Come and take over my life, Jesus. And fill me with the Holy Ghost. Wash me with your blood. From now on, I belong to you, Jesus. Thank you for accepting me. Thank you for dying for me on the cross. Thank you for making me your child. Amen.
This is Evangelist Julius Adewumi. Give your life today to the Lord Jesus Christ and be filled with the Holy Ghost. I pray, Lord, that you touch all the people that are listening, help them to understand and to follow the and read the Bible in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Write to me and we shall send you some exhortation. Our address has changed. The new address is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050. Again, our new address is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050, USA. On the internet, www.gospeldistribution.org. Send us email on the internet to the webmaster at gospeldistribution.org. Thank you.